Hello?
Hi, hello, Muhammad. It's Jennifer calling you from Opinion Research. This is a callback. Are you done with your meeting?
Yes, I'm done the meeting.
Okay, perfect. Then we can continue with the survey. The question that I have is, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same amount of numbers there were this time last year?
Last year I was working, yes.
All right. But this is regarding what you see in your community. Do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year? Do you see more construction projects going on? Do you see the same as last year or fewer construction projects?
Same last year.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Not idea about that. I not heard so much.
All right. What do you see in your community? Do you see more construction projects, fewer, or same as there were?
Less.
Fewer.
Less.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there any steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
No.
I appreciate it. And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by any union?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just making some notes. And how's your day so far?
Okay. What is the reason about this survey?
I'm sorry?
What is the reason about this survey?
Oh, yes. This is a survey that is then required by our client, which is the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. That's the reason why we are getting this completed. And I appreciate your time. You're helping me
no
a lot.
No problem. Anything.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through your state or local government or through the federal government? Primarily, or you do not know?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Sorry.
You don't know if it was founded primarily or the state
this
government?
Year you're talking about this year or last year?
No, this is about the last job that you worked on.
No, that is for SCA job, school job. School and Disney.
All right. So was that funded by the state or local government, the federal government, or it was private?
No, it's not private. Not private. I don't know state or city, but it's agency job.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less employment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Now is more unemployment. No, is more.
There will be more unemployment than now?
Then last year you're talking about or now?
Oh, no, this is for the next 12 months, for the upcoming months. Do you see or do you believe that there will be more, less, or about the same unemployment in the next 12 months?
Look like maybe same, because I heard a couple companies win the bid. I think so same.
Okay, yeah. Okay. making some notes as we speak. Okay, you said, okay, thank you. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or will stay about the same? This is about your family's economy.
I think so, same.
The same? Okay. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site. Which of the following health or safety hazards are most concerned about the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No, definitely I have a safety concern on the job. And yes, that have a, you know, language problem too.
Okay, so should I put, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Mohammed.
Yeah, that have a language problem too, and have a, you know, about scaffold is not complete. A couple places have a lot of efficiency is not be done. They have
okay.
an issue, yes. Yes.
All right. So your main concern about your job right now is language problems?
No, not me. I speak English. I speak a couple of languages. I don't have a problem.
This is about your job site. What is your what health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? It does not mean that you personally have language problems, but overall, the people that you work with. So again, I can give you the options that I have so you can choose from them. Are you concerned about unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you not have real safety concerns on the job?
No, they have not real.
No real concerns. Thank you.
Yes.
Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
What is that?
Picketing? Have you participated in any picketing?
Your voice is not clear. Have some, I think, so you have Bluetooth?
Oh, it's picketing is like workplace or other ad, or other venue. Have you participated in your workplace?
Yes.
Okay. So you have participated in activities in your workplace for picketing?
I don't understand this one. Is not clear. Voice is not clear.
It's okay. We can move on to the next one. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
That is a mix. Somewhere is regular, somewhere is patiently. You know, that not everybody same.
All right. Just making sure, have any representative visit the project that you were working on?
Yes.
Okay, was that regularly, occasionally, or never? In the this?
No. Every second week, every weekend, sometime.
Okay, should I put occasionally or regularly?
Yes, patient.
Occasionally, okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are least likely to get your news from. So I will go ahead and read to you some options. Please tell me from which of these sources you get your news from. Friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, cable news, radio, local TV news programming, or the internet or social media. Which one should I put first?
Social media.
All right, the second one?
Local TV.
Local TV. Okay. How about the third one? We have radio, cable news, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors.
Paper I cannot read, but I listen radio.
Radio, okay. Next one.
Radio, social, what you call the media.
We have print or online newspaper, friends and work, and cable news. Which one should I put next?
Next, go to next slide.
Should I put friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, or cable news?
Okay, go to online newspaper.
Let's put newspaper. And next one, friends and neighbors or cable news?
Paper news is better.
All right. The two left that I have is friends and neighbors and cable news. Which one should I put? Cable news. Friends and neighbors. I appreciate it. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, support for the labor unions, immigration, jobs and the economy, the environment, healthcare.
What is the question about this one?
Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? I have foreign policy, support for the labor unions, immigration, jobs and the economy, the environment, healthcare, education, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No, I not saw that. Yeah.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment for prevailing wages to the construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
I completely not understand this question, Sapal. Because first of all, your mic something have a problem. I think so. Because they're coming double voice.
Oh no, I'm so sorry about that. Let me try again. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Do you think it is important for the federal elected officials to support that? Do you think it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
What I can tell you this one. That was for important.
Okay. So would you say it's very important or somewhat important?
No, some of it, of course.
Somewhat important, okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly enforce the prevailing wage protections of the David Bacon Act? Do you think it should be a Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I cannot, I don't have an idea about this one, but I vote Democrat.
All right, so if you had to choose, it would be the Democratic Party?
Yes.
Okay. As you may know, the Union Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over a dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute? Do you support more the auto workers, the United Auto Workers, or the GM, Ford, and Stellantis side? Which one would you support the most?
Auto work.
Auto work, okay, would be much more or somewhat more?
No, some.
Thanks. Somewhat? Okay, thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the way of the job Joe Biden has done for each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done as a president overall?
Yes.
Would you, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
You disapprove?
Approve, approve.
A strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about support for labor unions?
Yes.
Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove?
Yes.
Okay, what about healthcare?
I'm sorry?
Healthcare?
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 What is, actually your mic have a problem.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Is coming double voice, disconnect and call again.
All right, let me try to call you back, Mohammed. Will that be okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'll call you back in a minute.